have, again, the opportunity, as last week, for some baptisms to witness the work of God in two young ladies' lives. Baptism is a picture. It's a picture of what we just sang and what we just described of the saving work of God through the gospel. Bethany and Anna know that this is not special water. It's not magical. It has no magical properties, no redemptive properties. It's not saving them. It is a picture. And it is a glorious picture of lives who have been brought from death to life, who've been transferred from a kingdom of darkness and sin to a kingdom of light, made into God, part of God's family, and are now walking with Christ until He comes, or until He takes them home to be with Him. Ephesians 4 says that there is one body, the body of believers, one Spirit, one Lord, one hope, one call, one faith, one baptism. And we share in those things together through Christ. And so as they are baptized, we are both seeing that they have identified with Christ, but as such, they are identified with you. They are part of the body. They've been made part of Christ's family. And so we get to rejoice in that. First, to share what God has done in her life, I want to invite Bethany Rothman up to the stage, and she's going to share with you what God has done in her life. Bethany, come on over here.
Good morning, my name is Bethany Rothman. Today I'm going to share with you how I came to receive Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior. I was blessed to be born into a loving Christian family and grew up attending this church. I remember, even at a young age, sitting patiently through service. I was taught the gospel as a child through church in Awana. I believed in God and accepted the things I was taught, such as that I was a sinner and that God sent His only Son, Jesus, to die on the cross to save me from my sins. However, at such a young age, I was far from being able to understand the significance of my sins. Growing up, I was always told how good of a child I was. I believed this even though I was so full of sin. I was very unaware of my desperate need for a Savior. I memorized Bible verses and prayed with my family, but I was not yet truly saved. It wasn't until I was much older when I began to see with my own eyes how lost the world was and how lost I was without a Savior. But it was another realization that really turned my faith around. I began to observe the other Christians around me, and it became evident to me that they had something that I didn't. I remember Pastor Lane teaching me the Bible every Sunday in church. I remember Pastor Orr, whose passion as he taught seemed to say to me, "If only you could see." I remember one of my sisters getting baptized at age 12 because she was just so excited to begin her walk with the Lord. The list could go on. This bothered me, and I realized that I wanted the faith that these believers around me had. I began to pray more frequently on my own, asking God to save me and to build my faith in Him. I repented for my sins and asked the Lord to forgive me. It wasn't immediate, but by the grace of God, I received Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Since then, I have greatly grown in my faith. I strive to walk worthy of the Lord. I am willing to turn to Him in times of need and to ask for His forgiveness. I'm also learning to have a more grateful and thankful heart towards Him. A verse that I like to keep in mind is Ephesians 2:8. It says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not of your own doing. It is the gift of God." I understand that it is by the grace of God that I am saved. I have so much to be thankful for. I am excited to be baptized today to demonstrate my salvation in Christ. Acts 22:16 says, "And now what are you waiting for? Rise up and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on His name." I know that it will not be easy, but I am ready to begin my walk with the Lord and to grow in my faith and knowledge of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Spent some time talking this week, hearing Bethany share how God has worked in her life. It's been sweet to hear from her youth leaders as well and her family. Many of you know Bethany and have witnessed the work that God has done in her life, and so it's a joy for us together, Bethany, as a church family, to hear how God has worked in your life. And Bethany is Jesus' Lord and
life?
Yes.
Well, Bethany, based upon what you just shared, your confession of faith in Christ, the evidence of God's work in your life that many have seen and are able to affirm, it's a joy to baptize you, and we'll do that in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Everyone. My name is Anna Schumann. I am 20 years old. I grew up in a Christian home, and I've been attending Gold Country Baptist since I was around 7 years old. I would attend Awana and Sunday school every week, listening to the Bible lessons and memorizing scripture, just kind of going with the flow and living the Christian life I was expected to live. I was taught that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior, and I had a simple understanding of the gospel, that Christ died on the cross as punishment for my sins, that he was buried, and that he rose again on the third day. And I knew I needed to believe in Jesus Christ in order to be saved. However, I never really grasped what that meant. I remember when I was younger, I would pray to God, asking that he would save me. I would always feel like I was doing something wrong, though. I knew that Christ died for me on the cross, and that salvation was a free gift. But I think I still had a mindset that I needed to exchange something with God in order to be saved. I remember when I was around 11 years old, I had a conversation with my Awana leader about salvation, and I said a prayer, and I thought I was saved, but after that, I still wasn't living a life for Christ. It wasn't until junior high when I clearly understood the gospel. I remember in Sunday school, Mr. Kane was teaching about the great exchange, that Christ took all of my sins upon himself, and in return, clothed me with his righteousness. He took my place and suffered the punishment, crushed by the wrath of God that I deserved. I'm sure that I've heard the gospel explained this way in church, but I never really listened to it and understood what it meant until this moment. This understanding led me to later reflect on my life and see all my sin, my pride, selfishness, lack of trust, and disobedience. I had repented of my sins before, but that was more because I feared punishment and I didn't want to miss out on all that God had to offer. But this time, it was a genuine repentance. I was deeply ashamed with how I was living. I was convicted and saw the need to repent and turn away from my sin and toward Christ in order to glorify him. God has given me a desire to live for him, and I see now I needed to put off my old self and put all my trust in him in order to live a life that is pleasing to him. I still struggled with sin, but now I am no longer enslaved to it. I am able to overcome it with the help of the Holy Spirit, and I am so thankful that God has revealed this to me and has saved me. One of my favorite passages is Psalm 116, 1-9, which says, "I love the Lord, because he has heard my voice and my pleas for mercy, because he has inclined his ear to me. Therefore, I will call on him as long as I live. The snares of death encompassed me, the pangs of Sheol laid hold of me. I suffered distress and anguish. Then I called on the name of the Lord. O Lord, I pray, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Our God is merciful. The Lord preserves the simple. When I was brought low, he saved me. Return, O my soul, to your rest, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you. For you have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I am being baptized today as a sign of my faith and in obedience to Christ."
So encouraging to hear what God's done in your life, and many of you who serve in the young adult group or have grown up with Anna, as Anna's grown up here, you've certainly evidenced, you've been of the witness that work that God has done in her life all of these years, and Anna, it's just a joy to hear how God has been working in you. So Anna, is Jesus Christ the Lord and Savior of your life? Well, it's a joy for us to hear what God has done. And Anna, based on your profession of faith in Christ and what you've just shared with us and the evidence of God's work in your life, it's a blessing to baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Wow, so exciting. Well, let's take a moment to pray for them, and then we'll wrap up our service. Father, we praise you that you are a saving God. And Lord, we thank you for the faithful ministry of your word in the church. These two who have grown up hearing the gospel faithfully shared from Sunday school teachers and Awana and youth leaders and parents. That is an amazing grace. It's a miracle that you have caused them to be born again through the washing of regeneration through your word by the Spirit. So that's a miracle. The impossible has been done, and it's all because of you. And we give you praise for that, Lord. We pray for them that they would be encouraged by us as a church as we get to walk with them now in love and accountability. They've already been walking with you, but Lord, it's just such a joy for us to see them, to hear what you've done in their lives, publicly claiming that Christ is Lord. And we want to help them. We want to encourage them along as they walk with you. So help us to do that faithfully. We pray these things in the matchless name of Christ. Amen.